Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of the After Buzz podcast. My name is Nico Adjamin, your host of the After Buzz, and of course with me is Buzz Adams.
Hello.
And on today's quick and dirty episode of the After Buzz podcast, we are going to be talking about fencing.
Yep. Okay.
Buzz brought it up earlier, and I thought,
yeah, I got a bunch of watches that are hot, and I want to get them sold in a hurry. So.
There's not that many fencing puns you could make. That's one of them.
That's the one.
No, I mean, there's one that for like actual fences, I guess you could make. Uh-huh. Like picket fencing or chain link fencing. I've tried to think of all of these before for
barbed
stage.
Barbed wire?
Yeah. Doesn't work so great on stage, just so you know.
but you've tried.
Yeah, I have tried. Well, no, this is about a duel that took place in August of 1892. The place? Liechtenstein. The two adversaries took the field with rapiers and wanted satisfaction in blood over an unpardonable outrage.
A question?
Yeah.
The ones you use in the sport of fencing.
Yes.
Do they have a sharp edge or are they completely blunted? And what was the situation in 1892 with these dudes?
They are completely blunted in sports fencing. Yes.
Do we know, were they out there using the blunted or were they using...
In 1892, they weren't blunted back then.
They were out for blood.
They were using real rapiers. Yeah. Now, the precise nature of the disagreement has been lost to the mists of time, but we know who the participants were. Princess Pauline Metternich.
Yep. Oh, lady.
And Countess Anastasia Kilmansegg, wife of the Stadthalter of Lower Austria. And both of them had conflicting visions of how the flowers should be arranged.
No.
At the Viennese International Exhibition of Music and Theater in 1892.
They couldn't agree with how the flower arrangement should look.
They could not. And that it was one of the premier social events on the calendar.
Now, was this the era where Prussia was still an entity?
Prussia was very much an entity. It was the leading entity, okay. if you will, at the time.
And were they Prussian or Austrian?
So it looks like... Both were of... Okay, so this is another weird thing. Germany and Austria had like little kingdoms, mm-hmm. like Liechtenstein, Bavaria, all these different places that have their own princes as well, even though they might not be as highly ranked as like...
But like members of the British aristocracy. Like
no,
Lord
in the
Grantham.
In the sense that Lord Grantham wasn't the king or prince of his own area. Like, they had little areas where they were the rightful kings of their princes, the royalty of their, like, little duchy.
What was Grantham? Earl or...
Duke?
No, Duke. Duke is a bigger deal.
Either way, I'm not sure about the exact nature of the status of their husbands, but these were both lady socialites in Vienna at the time. So like I said, this international music festival was a big deal for them.
Did the one princess say to somebody, hold my hoops before she busted out her rapier?
Yes, exactly. No, both of them were actually important volunteers at a lot of different events around the city of Vienna at the time. And so you could see that there was probably a little bit of cattiness and jealousy. Okay. So what they did was they got their rapiers, and this was not going to be a duel to the death, okay? This was only a duel
for first blood.
That's right. So how do women duel in that case? Well, what they would do is they went topless. So they would take their top of their dress off.
Now we're talking.
Exactly.
And their dress was probably like this huge, ornate, freaking uncomfortable mother.
So they had to keep it on from the bottom down, but it would just be hanging off from their waist. So also, there was a medical doctor on site as one of the presiding baronesses, Lubinska, a Polish noblewoman, was sent from Warsaw to oversee the duel. All because of they disagreed about how the flower arrangement should look like. Okay? It was very important.
Didn't either one of these have husbands to tell them what to do?
I guess they were doing other stuff. Like I said, not a duel to the death, but both topless, both picked up their rapiers, and both were enraged at each other. After a few exchanges, one received a small cut to the nose, the other to the arm. Contemporary reports, sparse on detail, are inconsistent about which one of them took which blow. Either way, first blood had been drawn by Princess Metternich. She was declared the winner, and fighting ceased. The doctor dressed their wounds.
And so the poppies went in front and the gardenias went in the back? Or
right,
whatever the issue was.
But get this, the doctor dressed their wounds and then seconds afterwards suggested the ladies embrace and kiss.
Seconds?
Yes.
Wait. Are you saying the doulers have seconds who were the people?
No, shut up.
Seconds
the doctor
later.
Dressed their wounds right. And then seconds later suggested the ladies embrace and kiss. They did so and thus
still
ended.
Still topless?
The Great Topless Flower Arrangement Duel of 1892. The encounter caused a sensation at the time. It became known as the Emancipated Duel, and scenes of topless women sword fighting became very popular on stage and screen and in naughty postcards.
I think a thing that might be interesting to a lot of people is if you dueled somebody, sometimes it wasn't. You were trying to kill the other person. The rule might be whoever is the first one to make the other one bleed wins.
Now, I do have a caveat to the story, and that is there is no hard evidence that this duel took place.
See, it sounds like bullshit to me. I wanted to say that the whole time.
Contemporary accounts were basically gossip at the time. So nobody was there. There weren't any firsthand like reports from it. But it's nice to think about.
Nobody ever thought to ask the doctor that was on hand or the... You know, anybody else who was there, the lady who had come all the way from Schlossberg?
I don't know how things got disseminated gossip back then, honestly. Like, from one person just like whispers.
Like, hey, these two. They were topless. They were naked. Their titties were hanging out.
Probably
really? Like a game of telephone, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But pre-telephone.
Anyways, that is today's story and today's episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. Don't forget to keep listening to the AfterBuzz podcast. Listen to the Buzz Adams Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on 95.5 FM KLAQ El Paso's Best Rock. Talk to y'all next time.